Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Andrew Abood, who is an East Lansing attorney with the Abood Law Firm and also a civil service commissioner. It's that capacity in which we're going to talk with him today. Good evening, Andrew. How are you?
Good evening. Good. How are you, Cheryl?
Good. Thanks for taking some time to be with us tonight. Boy, Civil Service Commission has been more in the news in the last couple of months than any time I can remember.
Yeah, I don't know whether that's me or the commission, but yeah, we seem to have brought a lot of attention to it.
You certainly have. What we're talking about today is the Michigan Senate today voted to overturn domestic partner benefits. It's a first step in overturning those because it does have to go to the House. But what was your reaction upon hearing this news?
Well, you know, I think it was anticipated that they had enough votes in the Senate. And obviously, with the rhetoric that was coming out of the Senate, obviously they were going to take some action. And it's not surprising.
Well, they're saying, the opponents to the same-sex benefits are saying it's a cost issue. You know, can I back up one step with you and ask how something like this gets before the Civil Service Commission for a vote and then the rationale behind it?
Well, the Civil Service Commission has exclusive jurisdiction over terms and conditions of employment, including benefits with regard to public employees. So in this case, it was something that was negotiated by the governor's office and the unions, and it was an agreed-upon contract that came before the Civil Service Commission for our approval. And it came before us in late January, and we tabled it, and then we voted on it. Actually, it came before us in December, and we tabled it and then voted on it in end of January.
And as you said, it was negotiated by the governor's administration. We're talking about Governor Granholm's administration,
right.
Obviously with the calendar time. The costs that they're involved that we're hearing about has been estimated between $6 and $8 million. And I'm wondering, you know, that cost was figured for some 33,000 in state employees. Am I correct, though, that was figured is if everybody who was eligible went ahead and took advantage of it?
You know, my answer to that is I don't know, because originally, approximately a year before we passed, and maybe longer, we passed the resolution, we had gotten estimates that it would cost about $1 million. And then somebody told us it would be double that. And then, obviously, with the new administration, they figured it was going to cost $8 million. The numbers, though, should be pretty easy to calculate because there are a lot of other organizations that have instituted a similar policy and were able to estimate the cost. So, you know, I think $8 million is on the high side when people who are against the plan are saying, you know, the cost. And, you know, when people aren't for it, there are a number of people that have said it's going to be a lot lower than that.
There have been opponents, and some folks have come up and said that this is a social issue, not a cost issue. For the Civil Service Commission, it was strictly following what was put in front of you.
Well, I mean, certainly that's an argument, but I do think that it's more than that. I think many of the Civil Service Commissioners, including Commissioner Blockett, felt that it was a social issue and the right thing to do. And quite frankly, you know, I don't think it, you know, if you said it cost $10 million or $8 million, I think it's the right thing to do. And I think in the end, you know, our vote on this position is going to stand the test of time.
What is your answer to the folks who say we simply can't afford adding this kind of cost, whatever the figure is, to the state at this point, to the taxpayers at this point in time?
Well, why do we allow women to work? Why do we allow people who are not of a certain religion to work? Why do we allow, we do a lot of things that cost money. Why do we make employment available to handicapped people or disabled people? We do a number of things that cost money, but the question is it fundamentally right? And, you know, when the president of the United States says, we're no longer going to take a position that is in support of the Defense of Marriage Act, I think that's significant. And I think the trend here is going to be consistent with what we've done. I mean, the fact of the matter is that the Constitution and civil rights are always about protecting the minority against the will of the majority. It's always been that way, and it always will be that way. And, you know, I don't have any problem with our vote, and I do think that our position on this issue will stand the test of time.
Well, playing devil's advocate here, Andrew, it's not about their right to work. It's about benefits attached to that work.
Well, I mean, you're right. It's not about their right to work. But the question is the propriety of the Defense of Marriage Act and whether, you know, domestic partners should be a recognized relationship and whether the state government should discriminate against different types of relationships. That's all. And you know, I'm a lawyer, and I understand that. And with every type of right to work, you know, there are terms and conditions. And I think that it's important that we treat people fairly. And I think that's exactly what we did in this case.
Now, the under the Constitution, the lawmakers do have the right to override the decision, but they have to have 2/3 vote in each, you know, in the Senate and in the House. They got that in the Senate today, and that was expected, as you said off the top of this interview. But the going may not be so easy in the House, is your understanding as well.
Well, you know, they may or may not get the votes in the House. You know, I get that. But this isn't something that's going to be won and lost by a vote by 4 commissioners in January or February or March. In the end, it's a decision that over the course of time, we're going to educate those who don't understand it. And the fact of the matter is that we spent, what was it, $15 million on Pure Michigan?
Yeah.
$15 million on Pure Michigan. And all we did, all the commission did, was provide health insurance to people. Now, in the end of the day, is that a bad thing that people get health insurance? Did we do something that was, you know, terrible? When people have the right to have health insurance. And you know what? That's exactly what government is for. Government is to provide for the health and welfare of its citizens.
Now, if the legislature, Andrew, were to approve this resolution with a 2/3 vote, it would be the first time, it's my understanding, that such a move has occurred to overturn a decision of the Civil Service Commission.
Probably. I mean, you know, I'm not a historian on that, but what I've been told is that it's been a long time since a decision has been overturned by the Civil Service Commission.
So what?
I've been overturned before, Cheryl. I've been in the minority before. That's okay. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, you can handle. Your shoulders are big. You can take care of that.
You know, I don't get paid by the state. I don't work for the state. I don't get paid any money to be on the civil service. I don't have a dog in this fight. I'm just trying to do what's right. And in the end, I think that, you know, there is certainly the winds of change came in December, and they want to run in a certain direction, and I'm okay with that. But over the course of time, reasonable people and reasonable thought usually bears out. And what we did in January was reasonable, and that'll carry the day.
Very good. Well, Andrew, as always, I appreciate your time and attention, and we'll follow the story as it continues. Thank you so much.
Thanks for covering it, Cheryl. I know you're always fair and objective on it.
Thank you so much, Andrew. Andrew Abood, East Lansing attorney with the Abood Law Firm and Civil Service Commissioner. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.